Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, January the 31st, the last day of the month. February is right next door. But today, the Sixers, we're in New York right now. Because the Sixers are going to play the Brooklyn Nets tonight at 7:30 at the Barclays Center. Barclays Center. I always say Barclays. I always like pronounce it the way it looks, but it's the Barclays Center. You know, it's one of those games that the Sixers should win, and that's the scary part. Like, the games that you expect them to win, they somehow end up losing. But I think they will win tonight. You know, Brooklyn is 18-33. You know, they have DeMar Carroll as a starting three, Quincy Acey as a starting power forward, Tyler Zeller is the starting center, Allen Crabbe is the two guard, and Spencer Dinwiddie, who's been balling this year, is the point guard. Now, it will also be the first time that the 76ers are going to face Jalil Okafor. They're going to face Nick Stauskas since these guys have been traded. I believe back in December the 7th was the trade when they traded them for Trevor Booker. You know, that's cool. I mean, it's, you know, a great storyline and, you know, something to really, you know, focus on. But to me, you know, when you think back to it, like the Okafor situation was a bad deal. Guy they tried to trade, they couldn't trade. So they ended up getting rid of Okafor, Stauskas, and a second round pick for Trevor Booker, who's been a good guy, great guy. But he becomes a unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. So, you know, you gave up a lot for a guy who's basically going to walk. And he's not really getting a lot of minutes. I mean, you know, he's playing minutes, but he's not getting as many minutes as he has, you know, when he was in Brooklyn. So, you know, he's a guy who's 30. He's going to try to go somewhere where he's going to be able to play. I mean, right now, he's not in the Sixers' long-term plans. So, you know, it's one of those things where you look at it and you say, the Sixers got rid of two guys for nothing in return. And it's one of those things where I think a lot of that is because of the value of Okafor dropped so bad to where you had to just take something. Now, I'm pretty sure there were probably some other offers coming up, but then it got to a point that it was starting to turn into a circus. You know, like Okafor wanted out. They didn't want to let him go. They didn't want to buy him out for fear that he would go to the Boston Celtics and then it would come back to haunt the Sixers. But when you think of that situation, I mean, you say to yourself, like, it's been a circus since the start of the 2013-14 season here. I mean, you know, you hate to say that, but it's true. Like, I mean, okay, there was the Nerlens Noel thing where he didn't play, and then it was Tank 1. And then you remember when we came to New York, and then all of a sudden, you know, Nerlens Noel had, like, a date set. Like, it was, like, 4-3-14 or something like that. And basically, he wanted to play on April 4th and, you know, 2014. You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, but they're not playing him. So then the next year, it's like they get Embiid, and Embiid's not playing, and his brother dies. And then you hear, like, how he's upset because he's not playing, and he wants to go home because his brother died. And you hear that he's having mood swings. So that becomes a story. You know, then it's like, then they draft the centers. Another center talking about Okafor. And, you know, it's just all, it was always something here. And, you know, people some people like drama. Some people like excitement. You know, they call it excitement. But sometimes I think that it would be nice for the Sixers to just worry about basketball. You know, like right now is so many sideshows, and the biggest one right now is the Markelle Fultz situation, where, you know the 76ers aren't being 100% upfront, or not even 100%. I mean, they're not being upfront. They're not being honest about this. I hate calling people out and stuff like that, but this story has a lot of holes to it. You know, it does. And, you know, it's just, when are we just going to focus on basketball? You know, I mean, that's not too hard, but it just always seems like there's something. There's always a distraction, always a distraction. And it's sad. I mean, it's sad. You know, and a lot of people say trust the process. I get it. I know it sounds great, but this process has had a lot of flaws, a lot of problems, a lot of distractions. You know, this process wasn't just about basketball. It was about, I shouldn't say that. What I should say is the process, due to like the struggles that guys went through and all this, like the process was real. So whereas certain fans and certain followers said, oh yeah, they lost the game and they're going to get closer to getting a good lottery pick, people had to endure the pain that the process created. With that being said, there was always some side stories that weren't positive. There were things that the Sixers tried to suppress from the media. There were things whereas they may have drafted the wrong people, and then they tried to trade those people, and they couldn't trade those people. There became the injuries associated with a lot of the players. I mean, even you look at this roster right now, I mean, the only guy who has yet to miss a game, well, heck, he did. Everyone on this team right now has missed at least one game, either to an illness or an injury. And when you go back for years, it was that way. So, yes, while people talk about the process, and now they're talking about the progress, right, it's still always something that's bigger than basketball that we talk about. Right now, it's the Markelle Fultz debacle, right? But before that, it was the Jahlil Okafor get out of Philly quest. Prior to that, it was Nerlens Noel. Nobody. It was Ben Simmons. When is he going to come back? Prior to that, it was Nerlens Noel saying, I'm not an 8-minute man. Right? So I'm just saying, now it's great for talk radio. It's kind of great for selling newspapers, for getting clicks online, you know. But all I'm saying is that, you know, I can't wait till the time comes where the focus is on what happens on the court, not happens on the court. Even now, it's like, is Embiid going to play? Is Embiid not going to play? You know, it's just, you know, they're saying that he's going to play in back-to-backs for the first time ever on Friday and Saturday, right? That's the plan. So that's something that you could check off the box, you know. But something tells me that it's going to be something else that's going to come out soon. That something else that people are going to chase, because it just seems like there's always something that doesn't pertain to wins and losses or pertains to basketball, like on-court things that always grabs our attention with this team. But so tonight, they're going to play the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets lost to the Knicks last night in an all-New York game. They entertain the Sixers. You know, Okafor had like 13 rebounds last night. I think Stauskas had 12 points. He didn't really shoot the ball well. He shot like 2 for 7 from threes. They're going to be amped up. The Sixers gave up on both of these guys. And they're going to want to prove that they can play. You know, Trevor Booker, you know, this is his fifth team that he's on with the Sixers. So to him, he's saying, like, this is just any other game. Typically, you don't believe a guy when he says that. But when you factor in, like, bruh's been on 5 different teams, maybe it is just any other game. But so we'll see what happens. But like I said, it'll be nice when the focus is just on basketball. Thank you, and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.